It's bitterly cold outside, but the kindergartners playing on the jungle gym and a hill of snow next to Dillingham Elementary School don't seem to mind.
You two get to talk first.
The kids come up to the microphone.
My name is Julia Faith Olson. Yeah, and I like being in school.
Pupil own fan. I like being in school.
I like seeing my teacher, and it's been fun to see my teacher a lot.
And I like to see my friends.
Dillingham City Schools have had to close the classrooms after 2.5 weeks. That's because people at the school were potentially exposed to COVID-19. The 13-day window of in-class instruction was a welcome respite for Maya Womack, Wesley Active, and Isla Jones, who hadn't been in a classroom since last November.
My favorite thing was to play out
and making snow angels.
I like to stay outside and go to monkey bars.
Nice. And what about you, Isla?
I like to look at the stars.
What else are you guys learning?
Letters and numbers.
Isla, what's your favorite thing to play?
Legos.
School isn't just a place to learn. It's also where children can spend time with their friends, kids their own age. For Hoku Messer and Les Kayukluk, that's the best part of being back.
Playing with our friends.
Playing with our friends. Keeping them safe from the virus. Because there's virus coming on.
What was the hardest part about not being in school?
It's sad.
Sad.
I'm like sad why I don't get back to school.
What is your favorite thing that you're learning right now?
Math.
In the background, kids gathered at the top of a snowy hill howl at the waning gibbous moon, hanging in the cloudless sky. Faye Borden explains.
What do you like playing?
Well, we were playing just there, lions.
Lions?
Uh-huh.
What is that? Can you explain that game?
Oh, it's when we pretend to be lions and do a lot of, like, whiny stuff.
Cool, like roaring.
Yeah, like I do that like this.
Teacher Julian Deljonovan says everyone is excited to be here.
It's really great being back in school. It's absolutely the best scenario for us. Distance learning is a big challenge for everyone, but especially for the young learners.
Distance learning presents particular problems for young kids. Deljonovan says that's partly because they need a lot more guidance.
They can't, you know, pick up their iPad and say, I'm going to get on Schoology and find my reading lessons for today, you know. And there's so many skills that they're working on at once. There's so much to teach. And not being able to just see what they're learning and adjust accordingly, too. You know, something that I assign might be really easy for one student and really hard for another student, and I can't give the support that they would need. So It just makes it very difficult.
She says the transition back to in-person learning has been smooth.
They're just so eager to participate in everything, and they, like, knew the routines coming in, and they clean up so quickly when it's time to clean up and go to the next thing. So, yeah, they're eager to be here. It's been going mostly well. Time to come down. Yep, time to come down.
Neela Hossett and Valerie Sava were excited to get to the classroom.
Having fun in class.
And are you guys learning anything fun?
Yeah.
What are you learning?
We're learning some stuff about snowmen when they melt a little bit. Then they get the snowball gets a little harder.
What's your favorite thing that you're learning right now?
That snowmen's, they melt in the summer.
I never got to see my friend in a long time, So I came back to school.
The kids gathered to go back inside for another day of learning together, with big smiles under cloth masks. Hopefully, they can come back here soon. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.